Chapter 32. Bryn Mawr's stomach growled. He couldn't remember the last time he was so hungry. His horse bent its neck towards the stream water and began to drink. His stomach growled again.
Be quiet, will you?
He said, reaching into his pack and withdrawing peppers and bread. He took a bite.
That might hold you until we find Dragon, that is.
He hadn't eaten since he left, or slept either. He rubbed his mount's neck, watching the trout swimming upstream. He'd like to fish, but he didn't have the time.
That's a shame you horses don't eat fish, he said. You don't know what you're missing.
The horse nickered, raising its neck. Bryn Mawr got a sour apple from his saddlebag and fed the horse. At some point, the horse would need rest, he knew. And stopping in the next village might be in order.
I hate stopping,
he grumbled.
Me too,
a deep voice responded from the nearby trees. Bryn Mawr jumped from his horse and rolled over the ground, rising up with his warhammer ready.
Who said that?
The woods were tall, green, and quiet. Only the wind and rippling waters hit his ears.
Easy, dwarf,
a tall figure said, stepping from behind the trees.
Remember me?
Bryn Mawr squinted his eyes beneath his bushy black brows.
Bah! You're one of those fat-bellied elves. And you're one of those short-legged orcs.
The wilder elf replied.
I see you've got a death wish, don't you?
Bryn Mawr said, pointing his weapon.
Come then, I'll make a fine grave for you.
Eyes twinkling in the light, Shum laughed, like a man laughs at a child. With the grace of the elves and the girth of a large man, he approached, swords silent on his hips. He clasped his hands over his belly and said,
I mean you no harm, dwarf. That may well be, but I can't say the same.
Bryn Mawr moved in, taking a chop at Shum of the roaming ranger's legs. The elf sprang away.
Stop!
Shum held out his arms.
I'm not here to fight as much as I'd like to teach you a lesson. A lesson?
Bryn Mawr rushed. Shum jumped back, Bryn Mawr's axe clipping his cloak. Bryn Mawr would fight anyone, any place, any time, especially an elf. They bothered him. Not so much as orcs and giants, but still, they were elves. Dwarfs and elves, both on the side of good, but unable to get along since the days their races were young.
You would strike me down when I'm not even defending myself?
Shum said, aghast. Bryn Mawr swung. Shum dived.
I would!
He chopped. Shum rolled. Bryn Mawr kept coming. Swinging. Chopping. Shum was off balance as he waded into the waters.
Stop it, dwarf. I apologize.
He said, holding his arms out. Bryn Mawr swung his war axe into the water-laden log where Shum's toe had been.
For what? Calling you a short legged orc.
Bryn Mawr stopped and pointed at him.
No one calls a dwarf an orc and lives. Well, you shouldn't call me a fat-bellied elf.
Bryn Mawr's black eyebrows cocked over his eyes.
But you are a fat-bellied elf.
Shum huffed, dragging himself out of the water, towering over Bryn Mawr, and replied,
and proud of it.
He extended his arm.
Can you talk, Bryn Mawr?
They bumped forearms outside, then inside.
Aye,
Bryn Mawr said.
What is it you want? Nath Dragon.
Brenwar walked over to his horse and fed it another apple.
Why?
Shum's jaw tightened.
I think we need his help finding our king again.
Brenwar pulled himself up onto his horse.
I don't know where he is.
But you're looking for him, I know. I've been following you since you left Morgden. I was waiting for him, but he never came. Only you. I've been trying to figure out what was going on, but I didn't realize you'd lost him until now.
Brenwar stiffened in his saddle, saying,
What do you mean, days? I got attacked by brigands, and you didn't help.
And you handle them quite well. I respect your skills, Brenwar, and I'd have aided if needed.
What makes you think Dragon can help you find your king? You're the best trackers in the land, aren't you? Why would you need Nath?
Shum ran his long finger back and forth on his chin and said,
That's just a theory, really. But we think they are linked. They have the same needs.
Ah!
Brenmar started leading his horse away.
They aren't linked. He's an elf or an ape. A dragon is a man. Or a dragon. He shall tend to his affairs, the dragons. You attend to yours, the elves. Or the apes.
We're all linked together whether we admit it or not. Dragon has a curse. My king is cursed. It's a common evil they share.
It's your king, not mine. Not his. And Nath is not evil. And I can't say the same for your king.
Renoir waved as he galloped off.
Goodbye, fat-bellied elf.
Shum shook his head, watching him go as he said,
I can walk faster than that little horse can run.
He took off at a trot.
You're getting my help whether you want it or not, dwarf. Too many lives depend on it.